Amen. Now, if you haven't got one of these little booklets, there's some on the table back there. They're healing scriptures. That last song that we just sang is one of my favorites. I call it organized confusion. And sometimes that's the way I feel, organized but yet confused. What we're doing for the next few weeks is this little booklet that I just showed you. We're going through that, through the different phases of it. Last week we went through the first one. It says, I start the day with God. We start every day with God and walk in that light. And then the second one we're doing today is supernatural strength. Now, do you ever need strength in your life?
Yes.
And you just don't seem to have enough? And you want more? Well, that's what this is about. And so I'm going to go over some scriptures here first, and then we'll go over what it says in the book. But the first scripture we have up here comes from Romans 15, 4 and 5. And they were having conflicts. They were having problems like so often happened. And they were feeling down and they were having just like, say, hard times. And so Paul is talking to the people in Rome and he writes to them and he said, everything that was written in the past was written to teach us. Okay, everything that was written in the past was written to teach us. We can say the same thing. Everything that's been written has been written to teach us. So that through endurance and encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. So that we can endure and that we might have hope. You ever feel like we just need that hope to keep us going? And we need that strength to endure. Sometimes things just like, oh, will I ever get through this? And we need that strength, especially like right now, there's a flu bug going around, this kicking everybody's fanny. You need strength to endure and get through that. You can go into the healing part of it and get in there. But the scriptures were to give us hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus. So it's a combination of a prayer. Say, may the God who gives us this endurance give it to us. And unity, and along with that, unity and strength. And it says in there to take care of your neighbor. Well, part of that is sometimes it takes strength to take care of that neighbor because sometimes those neighbors need extra grace. And so we go along that route. And so there's examples all through Scripture. And when I was looking this up, I left a piece of paper. I wrote it down on home. But when I was looking at material for the talk, I was looking up in the concordance, strength, strengthened, endurance, things like that. There were over 300 references. And so as I was reading through theirs to find out, you know, what it was there, there was a lot in the Old Testament that says, be strong, be strong, be strong. And in the New Testament, the strength comes through the Holy Spirit. And so we go from there. Now in Daniel, the next scripture is in Daniel. And I mentioned this last week where Daniel's words were important. And he had started praying. And he had been, then the angel shows up to Daniel singing. He says, ever since you started praying, I've been trying to get here. And it took 21 days because the enemy's been resisting me. Now, this is a messenger from God and is resisting the messenger, the angel that Satan's resisting. And so it's like, wow, no wonder sometimes it feels that I'm so tired. If it took that angel 21 days to get to Daniel, and Daniel's words were important enough that he made it here, then it's like, okay, I don't feel so bad if I get tired once in a while now, or if I get discouraged. And so the angel finally shows up, and he's strengthening Daniel, and he starts to give Daniel a message. And Daniel says, how can I, your servant, talk with you, my Lord? My strength is gone, and I can hardly breathe. He says, how can I talk with you? Have you ever been so tired to the point you can't talk? Yeah. And it's like, oh, it's just so much work. You know? And so that's what Daniel's saying to this messenger. You know, how can I, your servant, talk with you, my Lord? My strength is gone, and I can hardly breathe. Again, the one who looked like a man touched me and gave me strength. He touched him and gave him strength. Do not be afraid, O man, highly esteemed, he said. Peace. Be at peace. In the middle of all this going on, when those things are piling around you, be at peace. Be strong now. Be strong. Twice he tells him, be strong. And that happens a lot. In the Old Testament, a lot of times it says, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. And this one says, be strong now, be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened. So he spoke to me and I was strengthened and said, speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength. He's so tired he can't breathe. And the guy touches him and says to him, and he gains strength. And then he says, speak to me. You gave me the strength to be able to do what I need to do. You gave me the strength to be able to talk to you. You gave me the strength that I didn't have. And we see that time and time again. In Isaiah, they have times when they're fighting, they go through battles. In Isaiah 41:10, Isaiah says, Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I will strengthen you. I will strengthen you. That's a good promise. 2 Chronicles 16:9. Again, we have people that are in conflict, and it says, this shows you how much God cares about us. So it says, for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. God's looking for people to strengthen. Are our hearts fully committed to God? God says, I'll strengthen you. I'm looking for those people. You have done to David there, and then he says, you have done a foolish thing, and from now on you'll be at war. You created the situation. How many of you ever created the situation? And the Spirit told you no? I know somebody went to prison because they didn't listen to the Spirit. And the Spirit tells you no. And you do it anyway. You do it anyway. I'm an addict. I told you before. I'm a visual addict. I was working on this message last night, and I got online looking up some stuff and did some stuff. And you know how the pop-ups work. They pop up, and it's like, oh, really?
You know you can turn that off.
Yeah. The Smothers Brothers are doing a thing about their show, you know, so you click on that, and then you're listening to the America's Got Talent and all this stuff. And the stupid part is, it's people that I've seen their talent before. They sang the same song in the same way. And I knew it. It's like, I'm locked in here, but I stayed locked longer than I should have. But like you said, you can always turn that off, but my brain doesn't do that. And so, but God is looking for people to strengthen. He's looking for people who are totally devoted to him so that he can strengthen us. We too often rely on our own strength. And you know what? If you can rely on your own strength, God's not going to give it to you. If you can do it on your own, he'll let you. He'll let you. And in Luke 22, the Lord's talking to Peter, and he's saying to him, this is what's going to go on. And in Luke 31, he says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. He asked the Lord, can I sift him like wheat? Job had the same test, didn't he? And the Lord gave him strength. And the Lord said, go ahead, test him. He'll stay true. And he says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. Jesus is saying, I prayed for you. Now, he didn't say, I grant, you know, this. He says, I prayed for you. Why? Because he was walking as a human being. He was fully human at the time. He relied on the things. He had supernatural power, yes. But he was praying. He says, I prayed for you. Okay, I prayed for you. Where, let me get find it here. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Strengthen your brothers. We have a responsibility, don't we? To strengthen each other. To lift each other up in those times when we need it. To help each other out. How do we do that? A lot of ways. There's a lot of ways to do that, that we can strengthen each other and to lift up those brothers. In Romans 4:20, he's talking about Abraham and what Abraham's promise that God to Abraham that he would have a child. And it said, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do whatever he promised. Abraham was 100 years old. And God said, you're going to have a kid. Now, I'm not 100 yet, but I can tell you, I don't want a kid. I had a friend that had a kid when he was in his 50s. He has died since then and left a teenager. In fact, both of them were in their 50s. And they both have died. And now there's a teenager that's left for other people to take care of. I looked at that and, you know, I mean, they were both gay, so you obviously know it wasn't an accident. You know, so it was one of those things. It was like, this was a planned on purpose. And it was like, in my view, it was a poor choice. But, you know, God strengthens. Okay, Romans 1:11. He's talking right again to Rome. And he says, I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. I want to be there so I can give you a spiritual gift that's going to help make you strong. We're called on to help strengthen each other. I'm going to give you a spiritual gift. In 2 Timothy 2:1, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. He received it by grace. And he says, be strong in that grace. Do you know what that also means? Cut people around you some slack. There's another scripture that says, bear up people who are weak, who don't have the strength that you have. Because, you know, one day, you're going to need to be bared up, strengthened up, pushed up, supported. So he says, be strong in that grace. Colossians 1:29, to this end I labor, struggling with all God's energy, which so powerfully works in me. We give our strength and our attention to God. God will strengthen us. But again, we have to pay attention. Because sometimes God says no. God says no, and we don't do it. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. After you've suffered a little while, God will make you strong and steadfast. So it says, be strong. Moses was told Joshua, strengthen him, because you're not going into the promised land. He is. He's going to go into the promised land. He's the one that has to lead the people. He's the one that has to give them strength. So I want you, Moses, to strengthen Kelsey, because Kelsey's going to have to lead him into the promised land. And she's going to need all the strength she can get, because these are a stiff-necked people. If you don't believe me, go out in the desert, look at all the bones, all the graves. All those people that left Egypt and came here, they're not going into the promised land. And sorry, Moses, neither are you. Neither are you. But strengthen him. We're also told, and you know, I had a scripture here, and I don't know if I skipped it, but it was one of, I'll think a minute. Did I do Ephesians, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power? It'll pass, it'll come, or it'll go away. Anyway, but we're supposed to, you're supposed to strengthen yourself. Strengthen yourself, because sometimes nobody else is around. Or you have to know that it's you that has to initiate the strengthening. If I don't know I need help, how can I ask? Or maybe nobody else is around right at the time, or whatever. But there's different ways that we can strengthen. One of the ones in here said, your word has been written for a purpose. So one of the ways that we can strengthen ourselves, the word. Because that's where all the scriptures I got in here. And like I said, there were over 300 of them about strengthening. You want to be stronger? Here it is. It tells you how. It tells you how to do it. So we have the Bible. We have other books that people have written. How many of you have read other books like this and been strengthened? They're there. This is about grace. Max Lucado. Grace, more than we deserve, greater than we imagine. There's other books that are out there. Let's see. Here's another one. God's plan for you. You want to know what God's got planned in your life? Go through this, follow what it says, see what God tells you. Pretty easy, right? There's movies. I took these off the shelf in the back. I have about 150 of them back there. I put them back there if you want to check them out, borrow them. That's why they're back there. I love these two. I've watched them each about 10 times. How many of you have seen The Shack? More than once, more than twice, more than five times. Jay, did your hand go up? I've seen it a lot. It's fiction, but it talks about God's grace and builds you up. God give me strength to run. There's another one back that I have back there. A blind kid running with the help of a rebellious kid. Books on CD. I listen to these in my car. I listen to the Bible in my car. I listen to other things in my car. I used to love driving to California because that was my time to listen to a book, to listen to the scriptures, to do different things, to sing and different stuff. I used to get so lifted in those trips back and forth to California, listening, singing, doing different things like that. And there's a bunch of these in the back that you can borrow. Or there's little things like this, a daily devotional. You open it up and there's different passages and there's different things in here about that. Every now and again, Karina sends me one on the email. She gets them online. And if she thinks it's pertinent to me or I need it, she sends it to me. And I'm thankful for it. Because you're going to hear about some of those. You get those, okay? So those are the ones. Let me see. What else have I got here? We turned these off. A phone. I need lifting up. I need strength. Who do I know that can give it to me? Heather. She gives me strength. Gary, Kyle, any one of you. You got somebody you can call. Kay can give me strength. If I remember to do it. If I remember to do it. In person. I know I need to be strengthened. So I need to be around somebody. So I go find somebody that I know. And I come over and I say, how are you? I need some help. Can you strengthen me?
Sure.
How?
Just
being present. Sometimes that's all it takes, isn't it? A phone call, just being present. After we get through a service, we're going to go downstairs. We're going to have nachos and cheese. I used to put that on the bulletin all the time, and Karina went, it's just nachos. They're not nachos if they don't have the cheese. They're just chips. It's like, okay. Okay. But we're going to go down and have nachos. A chance to sit around, talk with each other. Some of us have to go to an agape meeting. Well, we can take our nachos and cheese in there. Or nachos, excuse me. And I was going to get some jalapenos, but I forgot. But we got some salsa. Or one of the things I used to do in traveling back and forth to California was music. This is one of the songs that I listened to. And that's cool. But Kadosh, I loved Kadosh. They don't exist anymore. But it was out of Long Beach. Long Beach needed a band. So six women got together, and they learned how to play. One of the ones, she was 50. She learned how to play the drums. Anita, she learned how to play the keyboard because she'd play it, and then she'd draw it. Then she'd play it, and she'd draw it. She drew where her hands had to be for the next part. She didn't know how to read music, but she knew where her hands belonged. And that's how she learned how to play. And her girlfriend ran the sound system. And Kathy, I think it was, learned how to play the guitar in what she was doing. And Corey did the rain stick and the percussion and stuff like that. That was great fun. They were strengthened in what they were doing. And they strengthened others. The whole album is just great in what they're doing. But we need to be strengthened every now and again. And we limit ourselves in what we can do and what's available to us. Like I said, if you go in the back, there are bookshelves full of books on all kinds of topics. And they're there for you. If you want to go look at them and find something to read, do it. There's a little index card back there. You write your name down. You write down the name of the book and the date you took it. I'll leave a $50 deposit. No. Just kidding. But we're supposed to strengthen each other and strengthen ourselves in the Lord. So that's the message for today. The second page of the second page in this group, the second section, the strength. Again, we're going to read it together on the screen. And Karina tells me I have to stand back here because I'm dyslexic. And when I get under pressure and I have to read with people, I get lost. And I say words I shouldn't say. And I've said that before. And so I have to learn. So they tell me I have to stand here. So you all have to read really loud so my microphone will pick you up so that it will be on the recording that goes online and in the website. Now, that's another thing. You can go online, get internet, and help strengthen too, because there are people there that you can connect with and go through that route. And if you haven't seen the new website, go visit it. It's fun. It's a work in progress. So are we ready? Okay, now together we're going to read this. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and his strength sustains me. I am full of energy. I am vibrant and full of life and vitality. God in me is stronger than any weakness in my flesh. I don't matter how I feel because I am not moved by feelings. I speak supernatural strength, energy, and vitality to my body. Weakness, tiredness, and weariness, I command you to get out of my body. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am undaunted in my faith. I am strong in the Lord. I can do this and fearless. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. My strength rises up in me. He puts me above my feelings. I am strong in my spirit. I am strong in my mind. I am strong in my body. My strength is renewed like the eagle's. God increases my strength. Therefore, I am not weary. Nehemiah 8:10. Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is a sacred day, our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Philippians 4:13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. 1 John 4:4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Psalms 103:1 and 5. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inner beings. Praise his holy name, who sustains your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Isaiah 40:29. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Deuteronomy 31, 7 and 8. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him, in the presence of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to give them. And you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. When we get in those situations, we need to remember that God gave us each other. We're not here by accident. We're here for a reason. And people who walk through that door, they're looking for something to give them strength, something to give them hope. Guess what? We're that something. We're the one that is to give them hope. And a lot of times the people who walk through that door are people who have been rejected that nobody else wants. And God says, you better be there. Because I gave you this blessing. I strengthened you. Strengthen your brother. Strengthen your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. And you know what? It doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are. We all have somebody we can reach. And sometimes as people, we think, oh, I don't want to reach them. You know what? They might be thinking the same thing about you. I hope they don't come and talk to me. But it works. And listen to the Holy Spirit. I told you the story before about going to San Francisco when I'd go for part of my training. And I went to the church over there, and they had an upstairs that was their recreation, their fellowship hall. And the service got over, and I went upstairs, and I got my cookie, and I got my drink, and I went over, and I stood in this spot. Everybody else gathered over there. Not one person came over and spoke to me. Not one. But over here, there was another guy that was all by himself, and he looked like he was worried or troubled about something. And I thought, you know, somebody needs to go talk to him. I finished my cookie and my drink, and I threw the cup away, and I started down the hall to leave, and it's like I'm thinking, somebody needs to talk to him. And the Holy Spirit very clearly said, what's the matter with you? You ever been in one of those situations where you're looking for an excuse and it's not coming? Let me see. What's the matter with me? I'm scared. I don't know what to say. I'm shy, which I am. And so finally the Holy Spirit nudged me again. I thought, okay, fine. So I turned around and walked back down the hall, and I walked over and I said, hi, my name's Dee. We shook hands, chatted for a minute, and I didn't say, what's up, dude? You look like you're messed up. I just talked to him. I said, well, thanks for talking. He says, you're welcome. I'm going to go over and join my friends. And he went over and joined the other group. They didn't come to him. And if the Holy Spirit hadn't kicked me so hard, I wouldn't have done it either. But it was one of those things where it's like, okay. I left. He went back to his group. And I felt good. Because I had listened. And the Holy Spirit will work on you. And it's like one time I was over there and I saw a kid on the street that was homeless. I saw him in church. Up on the balcony, singing away, jiving with the music, wrapped in his dirty old blanket. When it came time for communion, he went down and had communion, prayed with him. Homeless, but happy. Homeless, but happy. You can lift people up. You can strengthen them. It doesn't have to be a lot. Another kid was on the street, and he wanted something. I said, what can I do for you? He goes, I'm hungry. I says, okay. There was a restaurant right there. And I says, is this place okay? He goes, yeah. I said, okay, look, come in. Let's go in. I'll get you what you want. So we went over there, and he looked at the menu, and we placed his order, and I paid for it. And I said, okay, enjoy your meal. He said, thanks. I walked down the street a bit, and I came back, and he was out on the street in front of the place. And I said, are you okay? And he goes, yeah, they won't let me wait in there because I'm too dirty. Didn't say that, but that was basically the reason. They're going to bring my food out. So they brought the food out. And again, it was one of those things where I almost didn't stop. But you can strengthen other people, and you never know what it's going to be. Maybe it's going to be that, hi, how are you? Maybe it's going to be, what do you need? Something to eat? Okay. I can afford the $8 to buy you this meal to go. But there's been other times I haven't stopped, but I haven't. So God offers us supernatural strength beyond what we normally can do if we listen. Would you pray with me? Loving God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that your word tells us that you are looking for people to strengthen, looking for people who are committed to you to strengthen in your work, in your calling. I thank you that you provide for us. I thank you, Lord, that we get to be a part of EMI. And we get to help support missionaries in Taiwan and Australia and Mexico. I thank you for guiding those people that are doing the work and for giving them the strength to reach out to your people. Lord, lift us up. Help us to get over ourselves. Help us to reach out in love and compassion to people around us. Lord, fill this place with people that are hungry for you, and give us the strength, Lord, to feed them the spiritual nourishment they need and the physical if they need it. So help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.